The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Joe Biden is a traitor. He's a traitor to the United States. New revelations are important. We go through them. It's really extraordinary stuff. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter at tpusa.com. Support our program at members.charliekirk.com to hear exclusive content like our sit-down conversation with Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, and others. Here's a little teaser to become a member at members.charliekirk.com. Enjoy. We talk about this sometimes. Your faith, has it strengthened? Have you grown closer, farther apart from God? Not just through this, but just in your 7 years from Fox, because you do talk more spiritually, especially in the last couple of years.
I probably shouldn't because, I mean—
Well, I love it
you
personally.
You don't want to take spiritual advice from me.
Well— I'll be honest, Tucker. I don't take spiritual advice from Episcopalians.
Good. No, you shouldn't. Trust me.
So an Episcopalian tells me about the Bible, I say, stop.
No. Well, but trust me, no Episcopalian's ever going to tell you about the Bible.
No, they'll tell you about their feelings.
Yeah,
or
no,
some
it's
social
totally
justice,
right.
Water
or
works
lie
project.
About it. And I was talking about this last night, actually. I've been, just for my own interest, reading the Bible since February. And
it's beautiful.
It's just so interesting. It's the most interesting thing I've ever read.
It's like, the whole civilization's based on
it. It's completely blowing my mind.
Go right now, members.charliekirk.com. Join today. Join. Members.charliekirk.com. Email me as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. This just keeps getting deeper. When you start to see the pattern of what Joe Biden and his crime syndicate family have engaged in, it really takes your breath away. It does beg the question. Remember, Donald Trump used to joke that I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not lose a vote, and the media went wild. What will Joe Biden have to have been proven to have done to get arrested or finally resign? I mean, will it ever hit a tipping point? Deep down, the Democrats know, the news media knows, the people that are in charge of society, they know how craven and corrupt and how evil this is, but they want to hold on to their power. Breaking today, we are now learning about Devin Archer's upcoming testimony. Devin Archer is set to testify for the House this week that Hunter would dial in his father on speakerphone during discussions with his overseas business clients. Now, this is similar to what Tony Bobulinski broke, remember? In the fall of 2020, you weren't allowed to even talk about Tony Bobulinski. It was censored everywhere. The media ignored Tony Bobulinski. So now we have Bobulinski and Devin Archer. We have all these wire transfers. And now we have a criminal case that could potentially be built against Joe Biden. Miranda Devine has obtained an advanced copy of Archer's planned testimony. This is just, it just takes your breath away and how brazen these people are. This is not normal. Before we go any further, I have to stop myself. You cannot become desensitized to this type of behavior. You can't. This is not normal. This is not ordinary. This is not something that we should grow accustomed to. Prison perp walks and widespread investigations are necessary because of this. We have multiple pieces of evidence that United States policy was changed because of payments to the Bidens. Do not get used to this. Don't roll your eyes. Don't say, oh, this is just more Biden corruption. No, this is now an unprecedented window into how the American ruling class operates, what they do, how they get rich. I'm going to tell you bluntly what this is. This is not mincing of words. This is not hyperbole. This is not Charlie getting excited. This is treason, punishable by death. Period. Blake is really excited. Standing ovation. I'm using that word because they went after Donald Trump for quote unquote being a traitor for years, when in reality, they were projecting. These people have been selling out America for cash. Now, you might say, oh, Charlie, you're exaggerating, you're this. Let's just go through the facts, okay? If Devin Archer is telling the truth, which we have every reason to believe he is, this is not just some sort of fringe guy that stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. This is the closest business partner, best friend, or former best friend of Hunter. The amount of details involved in this testimony is extraordinary. Time, place, manner, setting. Listen to this. Archer is expected to testify that after dinner with the Burisma board at the Burj Al Arab Hotel in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, he and Hunter Biden traveled 6 miles north to the Four Seasons Resort. It's awfully specific. To have a drink with one of Hunter's friends. While they were sitting outside the bar, Vadim Poshoresky, a senior Burisma executive, phoned to ask where they were because Burisma's owner, Mykola Zosheletsky, needed to speak to Hunter urgently. Soon afterwards, the two Ukrainians joined Hunter and Archer at the Four Seasons bar, and Poshoresky asked Hunter, can you ring your dad? Can you call Joe? At the time, it was early afternoon Friday in Washington, D.C. Hunter then called his father, put him on speakerphone, placed the phone on the table, and introduced the Ukrainians to Joe Biden by name as Nikolai and Vadim. He also said the words to the effect that the Burisma bigwigs were, quote, in need of our support. This phone call allegedly took place in December of 2015 while Biden was still Vice President of the United States. This is not when Joe Biden did those weird 4 years off when he developed dementia. This is not when he was a quote-unquote free citizen. He was an office holder. He was the second in command. He was the president of the Senate. He was the vice president of the United States fielding business calls. And there's an obvious thing here that I'm going to talk about in a second, because this is a dark web of connection. Devin Archer might be giving us a window. And by the way, we've known this. We've known this. We've said it here. We've said it there. Now we have not just the smoke and goods, not just the Zapruder film. You have the whole thing on camera and the media says, nah. We're not going to let them get away with it. This is a full, nonstop, citizen-led full court press. If we allow them to get away with this, we allow them to get away with everything. It's the whole ball game. This cannot stand. Hunter needs to go in jail. Joe Biden needs to be tried for high crimes and misdemeanors. I have here a copy of the United States Constitution. They were like, oh, Donald Trump's a traitor for allowing a Saudi to stay at a hotel room for $900 a night. No. Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States receiving business calls about Burisma. By the way, now we are funding a proxy war in Ukraine. All roads lead to Ukraine. Interesting. Over 24 phone calls that Devin Archer knows about while he was president, vice president of the United States. This is not just when he's a senator, some sort of lawmaker. No. Not to mention, Joe Biden had power. Can you guys get that clip? And albeit he fired him, the prosecutor clip. This all ties together now. This web. And by the way, let's just take a timeout. Thank you, House Republicans, for operating with urgency and speed. I'm underwhelmed by some of the stuff the House Republicans have done. This is great work. It's better than Paul Ryan. It's better than John Boehner. They're putting points on the board. This is a full court press operation. They deserve credit for it. I'll talk more about that in a second. The phone call took place in early December 2015. Time out. The intel agencies had to have known this. International phone call. Every one of those calls is screened and monitored. They're spying on Donald Trump's campaign via, what's his face? Christopher Steele? Steele dossier? You're trying to tell me the intel agencies did not know? This means that there were dozens, if not hundreds of people in our government that were probably like, oh boy, here's another international call. You make any international call, especially, I don't know, when you're sitting with the heads of Burisma to the vice president of the United States, someone operating the switchboard is like, yeah, that's not right. 3 months later, after these meetings and these phone calls, I'm sorry, 3 days later, Biden flew to Ukraine to speak before the Ukrainian parliament. 3 days later. Phone call in Dubai, meeting with the Burisma bros, flies to Ukraine. 3 months later, Biden ordered Ukraine to fire the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. And we have that clip. You guys all know it. We'll play it again. Who was investigating Burisma or else he would get the United States to withhold $1 billion worth of aid. Ukraine obeyed. Now Joe Biden has always insisted that he had none, zero contact with any of Hunter Biden's associates. Liar, 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 liar. We know he's a liar. He's a bad guy. I had it out with this Republican this weekend saying, oh, Charlie, we got to lay off Joe. He's good old Joe. He's actually pretty. I lost it. I'll be honest. I absolutely lost it. This kind of conditioning that Republicans have that Joe Biden is good old Scranton Joe. Joe's entire persona is a scam. He's a professional politician. He wears camouflage to act as if he's this ethical person. It's cultivated crap. For far too long, we've played patty cake. Oh, Joe's this really nice guy. Lady Graham. You can get the clip with Lady Graham. I really like working with Joe Biden because he, like me, wants to invade 112 countries simultaneously. He is a bad person. By the way, maybe we should stop doing deals. Stop funding his government. Shut down the government. Impeach the traitor. So sick of this crap. We have IRS whistleblowers. Hunter Biden invoked his father directly. And now we know for certain United States policy was for sale. It's one thing if you're kind of for sale for intro and for access. That's called DC. They do that over lunch. That's bad. It's disgusting. It's wrong. It's like really kind of filthy. This is I will change American policy if you pay me. Makes Benedict Arnold look like Mother Teresa. Look, I want to tell you about Donors Trust. We're sponsored today by them, the principled tax-friendly way to simplify your charitable giving. Fidelity Charitable recently released its latest giving report. According to its report, its account holders recommended in 2022 $11 billion to nonprofits. In the mix, Planned Parenthood Foundation of America. In fact, according to the report, Planned Parenthood was the sixth most popular nonprofit among Fidelity Charitable account holders. Last year, six out of nearly 200,000 unique charities. Does that upset you? Well, it upsets me too. The good news is that if you have Fidelity Charitable Giving Account, it's not too late to roll over your charitable dollars to a giving account provider that shares your values. Roll over your giving to Donors Trust so you can actually help expectant mothers and families in crisis. I love Donors Trust. Donors Trust givers have recommended grants to dozens of pro-life organizations and crisis pregnancy centers, including Priests for Life, Students for Life, Susan B. Anthony List Education Fund, Americans United for Life, CareNet, and others. Visit donorstrust.org/Charlie to learn more about Donors Trust. We work with them very closely. I really like them. If you are giving money away from now to the end of the year, you guys should look at Donors Trust as a way to set up a donor-advised fund. That is donorstrust.org/Charlie to discover how you can partner with a giving account provider that shares your values. That's donorstrust.org/Charlie. There's a lot of wrinkles here. There's only more evidence that's going to be found. Wire transfers from every possible country. Joe Biden is the linchpin, but it goes deeper than that. But it would be nice if Republicans thought the way you did. You, the audience, are amazing. We have the best audience out there. And by the way, our audience is growing like crazy. It's amazing. Podcast downloads, radios, the ratings are up. It's praise God. And thank you guys for that. We're in the dog days of summer and we're still doing very, very well. And thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys get it. You're informed. I mean, at our Turning Point Action Conference, you guys are coming up with these incredibly thoughtful research papers. You guys know the senators by name. You know the foreign policy dynamics. An engaged audience, an engaged population is one of our greatest hopes against tyranny. You guys getting well-read, listening to our deeper podcasts, diving deep into these ideas, taking the Hillsdale online courses, you become a weapon against the tyrants. You love this country. And you get it. The emails we're getting overwhelmingly in agreement with what we're saying. But one of the top United States senators, Lady Graham, believes that Joe Biden is as good a man as God has ever created. Joe Biden is a traitor to the country. Joe Biden's an evil person. But some Senate Republicans think he's wonderful. Not that he's okay or I can work with him, but they say there's something wrong with you if you don't think that Joe Biden is a wonderful and decent man. I'm not putting words in somebody's mouth. Listen to Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina telling you how good of a person Joe Biden is. Play cut 19.
The bottom line is, if you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? He's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics.
Is that right?
He is as good a man as God ever created.
That's Senator, that's your typical Senate Republican. As good as a man as God has ever created. You have to do some self-examination. That's your Senate Republican, Lindsey Graham. It'd be one thing if he was neutral. I've gotten along with Joe, but we don't see eye to eye. No, he goes all in. He goes Texas Hold'em, all in, as good as a man as God has ever created. That is your Senate Republicans. Joe Biden is doing conference calls as VP with Burisma. Here's how it all ties together. And thank you, Jim Jordan. And thank you guys for putting all this together in the House. Honestly, from Speaker McCarthy to all you guys, you've done a great job on this. Other things, I think there could be more urgency, but this has been, you guys have been great. We're finally getting a picture and we're getting a quick. By the way, where's Mitch McConnell? Total radio silence. Probably figuring out how to get more money for Ukraine. Silencio from the turtle. House Republicans are the drumbeat. They are the people's house. A lot of work to do to get the house in order, but they're on this. Finally, we got a good picture. Okay. So now we know phone call in Dubai, international phone call with the Burisma bros. Joe Biden goes to Ukraine 3 days later. Interesting timing. That's why they needed to talk to Hunter Biden so badly, because they knew Joe Biden was planning to go to Ukraine. He didn't just all of a sudden decide to go to Ukraine. It was obviously a pre-planned trip. And then 3 weeks, 3 months later, 90 days later, Biden ordered, like some sort of imperialist king, Ukraine to fire the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. And this is Joe Biden, who in a rare moment of honesty, tells you that he's a pimp, prostitute, for the Ukrainians to pay his family off. Play cut 18.
So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Now, what is that, the Council for Foreign Relations? Of course it's the Council for Foreign Relations. Now, why did he need that prosecutor to be fired? That prosecutor was going after Burisma. That's why. That prosecutor was smelling the trail. That prosecutor was hot on the hunt to what Burisma was doing. And he needed that prosecutor out of the way. So what Joe Biden did, think about how unbelievable this is. Joe Biden gets paid by the Burisma bros. We now know this. We've known it for a while. And we knew Hunter Biden was getting $80,000 a month in this one deal. Burisma was under severe domestic scrutiny by this prosecutor. So Joe Biden parachutes in and withholds American foreign aid. Your taxpayer dollars were then used as a bargaining chip to fire a Ukrainian domestic prosecutor so that his family would not get discovered as getting paid for treason. It's deeper than that, though. And this has to be a citizen-led grassroots movement. It's deeper. And there is someone who knew about this, almost assuredly. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. 18 USC 2381. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them, or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years, or fined under this title, but not less than $10,000. So it's death or a $10,000 fine. It's just so funny the way it's worded. Or shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. punishable by death. What Hunter Biden and what Joe Biden have done is outright naked treason. One of the reasons, and I truly believe this, that they're going after Donald Trump so ferociously is they want to project the very crimes that they have done. This is a, if you read the literature, for example, there's a, there's a website called Beautiful Trouble, and it's called a toolbox for revolution. If you're not familiar with it, you guys should check it out. It tells you a lot. They have trainings, workshops, they have flashcards that teach children how to become revolutionaries, right? If you go to beautifultrouble.org, not that I'm promoting it or any way, you'll realize exactly how they operate. And one of the things they do is stay angry, but also it's always offense. Always offense. Literally, the book is called Beautiful Trouble, A Toolbox for Revolution. And it's the accumulated wisdom of decades of creative protest. And one of the things that the kind of philosophical titans of the postmodern left believes is you must always play offense. So you're guilty of a bunch of crimes, indict your political opponent. You're worried that the government's going to come after you, use the government first. Offense, 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 offense. And the left does it as a projection exercise. They do it as a way, as a veneer. They do it as a way to prevent. Because if they're constantly playing offense, we then have to play defense. This is why Republicans and conservatives have to reassume a posture of we have to play offense. The only way is through. The only way forward is through. Zero retreat, zero surrender. Republicans don't think like that. We're too busy having Lindsey Graham tell us that the greatest man that God ever created was Joe Biden. We're too busy having governor, like the governor of Utah, talk about how great trans people are, right? Too busy having governor Republican talking about chemical castrating kids. We got a lot of work to do in the Republican Party. We're going to take over the Republican Party as a grassroots Republican Party. It's happening in real time. It's really positive. However, we got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. But I want to also just state the obvious. If Joe Biden had 24 phone calls with Hunter Biden, and there's probably even more than that, I guarantee you Barack Hussein Obama knew. I've said this for quite some time. All roads lead to Obama. All roads. This guy is still running the government. You know, kind of growing up in Chicago, I know a lot of people that know him well. Obama's an evil person. He has been for quite some time. He's cunning. He's craven. He's calculated. Our saving grace is that he's unbelievably lazy. He's a lazy person, thankfully. Just doesn't work very hard. If Obama would have worked harder, he would have done a lot more damage to the country, thankfully. Valerie Jarrett. All these people. Valerie Jarrett was in there from the first day of the White House to the last day of the White House. And you remember when Barack Obama said that he would okay kind of running a shadow government. Just like Biden, Obama's persona is basically built on lies, carefully preserved by a propaganda class. Now, there's a lot of questions about Obama's personal life. We'll put that aside. What is more important is that Obama totally knew that Joe Biden was selling out the country, and he was okay with it. And this is not the only country he was selling out. Obama went weak on China largely because he gave the China portfolio to Joe Biden. Hunter Biden flies on Air Force Two to China and lands a massive multi-billion dollar deal into his fund. That's just another example of the treason. The treason. We have executed or put people in prison for far less than what Obama and what Joe Biden have done. Well, Joe Biden more specifically. Obama was probably, he was almost certainly aware. But it's projection. Now Donald Trump is facing 400 years in prison. For what? For document retention stuff? For giving a speech on January 6th? For a mob gone wrong of how many federal agents were involved there? I don't know. Trump has late fees on library books and jaywalking, and Joe Biden is selling the United States out to our enemies. I don't say this part lightly now as I'm transitioning to the other argument. I don't find joy or delight in this. But the amount of soul suppression that the media and Democrats have engaged in is shocking for even me. You see, I like to think that there's breaking points and limits. Like eventually you say, all right, we're done. Democrats have done this before, whether it be with Jesse Jackson Jr. or John Edwards. And now it actually is coming into picture that those people actually didn't commit crimes impermissible. They needed to just get rid of those people. They needed to make them disappear politically. Makes you think, really makes you think, doesn't it? Like what they're doing with RFK Jr. He has thoughts that are unacceptable. We must crush him. He has opinions that we can't allow to be spoken. We must crush him. The media, these people have suppressed their soul, suppressed their ethics. There are no ethics. To such an extent, there is no media coverage of this. Instead, it is the opposite. We played this clip last week, and I don't become speechless easily. This is Congressman Goldman from New York, who is born on third, thought he hit a triple, heir to the Levi Jeans fortune, went to Stanford. I think he went to either Yale or Harvard, highly educated, no wisdom. Listen to how the media and your lawmakers are covering the active investigations into Hunter and Joe Biden. Play cut 20.
So there is actually no basis to say that this is somehow a political interference or a weaponization, as they say, of the Department of Justice. In fact, based on my experience, I'm shocked that Hunter Biden was even charged with these crimes. So the fact that he's even taking a plea deal, in my mind, demonstrates a two-tiered system of justice against Hunter Biden.
That's the new talking point. The government is rigged against Hunter Biden. It's perfectly fine. I mean, what Dan Goldman is basically admitting is that this is standard operating procedure, SOP, of the American Democrat Party. How dare you question flying around the world and receiving millions of wire transfers? What does he say from my experience? Hold on, Dan Goldman. Are you trying to tell me that Democrat politicians have been doing this for decades? Of course he is. It's just that the Bidens got caught because they were sloppy because the bag man, a.k.a. Fredo, was a cokehead who left a laptop at a laptop repair shop. Typically, when you sell out the country, your bag man is not a flaming idiot. What Dan Goldman is saying is that the DOJ has known about this activity between many different crime families. The Clintons have done this. The Clintons were way more sophisticated than the Bidens. They at least set up some sort of alleged fraudulent charitable foundation to launder the money through. You go through family after family. The American ruling class families that have set up international patronage deals with our enemies or our pseudo-enemies to be able to pay themselves off to live elevated lifestyles, it's one family after the other. What Dan Goldman is telling you, the buried lead, is this happens all the time. I'm shocked that in my experience that Hunter Biden is being held accountable. What he's saying is, listen, citizen, your leaders have been selling you out for 50 years. Why do you care now? And why would they need to be careful if you're Joe Biden? There's no consequences. They sent factories overseas and they got rich. They invade any country that they wish and they send your kids to go die in that war and it doesn't make us any safer. This is literally doublespeak. And I actually use this a lot during COVID, and I'm going to bring back this analogy. I thought it's really persuasive. Andrew just reminded me of it. Here's how doublespeak works. So let's say you have a kid and you walk into the kitchen and you see cookie crumbs all over the floor and crumbs on their mouth. And you say, okay, I can see you've eaten the cookies. How many cookies did you eat? A normal reaction is, no, I didn't eat the cookies. Okay, I can see you did. Okay? No. This is way more perverse than that. Now it's you walk into the kitchen and you see the crumbs and you see the chocolate on the face and you ask, how many cookies did you eat? They say, I didn't eat cookies. You did. No. I could see the crumbs. I could see it. Nope. You ate the cookies. You're the one that ate all those cookies. No, I could literally see. I know I did not eat the cookies. You ate the cookies. No, you didn't. And you're racist and bigoted. And you ate the cookies. The level of sinister soul suppression and gaslighting it takes to get to this level is unfathomable for you, for a lot of people in this audience. The left popularized gaslighting because they're the ones who do it all the time. Dan Goldman, evil thug, to even go on television to say something like that. Oh, it's a two-tiered system of justice against Hunter Biden. I mean, I've heard some whammies. And he just says it with a straight face. These people would have made great Nazis. Yeah, I'm saying that about you, Dan Goldman. You hate the truth. You hate it. to say something like that, you would have done whatever the regime asked of you, whatever they wanted. And Dan Goldman's going to be like, I'm the grandchildren of Holocaust survivors. Well, you're certainly acting like a Nazi when you go on TV and you talk like that because you hate the truth. You are becoming the very tyrant you guys pretend you oppose. We're fighting fascism. No, you're not. You are the soldiers. You want to become a senator someday. You're an irrelevant trust fund baby. You've never worked an honest day in your life. You don't know what it's like to do payroll. These people are sick. They're traitors, every single one of them, to the United States. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are standing up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. Two thoughts I want to say. There's another element that could be at play here, which is be so defiant and so provocative in your front-facing communication to try to provoke, quote-unquote, right-wing violence. I've done a lot of thinking about this. In fact, this is what I love about the Sabbath, the Shabbos, turn off all your devices. I truly believe that absent, quote-unquote, right-wing instigated violence, these people lose. I think they're trying to provoke you towards some sort of physical reaction. Don't take the bait. I just have to remind you of this. January 6th made the regime more powerful. It gave them more license to spy on us. It gave them more prosecutorial discretion. It gave them the ability to go after political dissidents under this veneer of an insurrection. I think a backup plan these people have is to be so flagrant, taunt you. I think that part of this is about taunting. They want to have another January 6th before the election or whenever, even after the election, if they get what they want, to try to keep the regime permanently powerful. And if you study illegitimate regimes, they use false flag operations all the time to try and strengthen the iron fist over society. Tyrants use false flags as an ability to say, oh, wow, they got really angry here. And by the way, not everything is 100% a false flag, but it could be a color revolution style thing where you have a bunch of feds that get people worked up in message boards and chat boards, leaders that might be double agents. You got to be on your game with this stuff, everybody, because they're trying to trigger and provoke you into a place where you're going to do something that you regret, do something physical or violent. Don't do that. That's what BLM does. Antifa and BLM get violent and they get away with it. And that's the other reason I think the riots of BLM were allowed to go without any sort of obstruction is they wanted to try to condition you that violence is an appropriate reaction to politics you don't like. Yeah, for black criminals in downtown Chicago, they can burn, loot, and murder, and half the homicides don't even get solved, right? BLM is allowed to go burn down everything. In Antifa, they're allowed to go burn down a police training headquarters, and one out of four of them only get arrested, and most do not. That's acceptable. That's violence that actually makes the regime more powerful. But it also set the standard right then. Some people said, well, BLM did, doesn't matter. And this is part of anarcho-tyranny, which is anarchy for Antifa, BLM, and trans activists. They're allowed to do whatever they want. They could punch us in the face. They could burn down our homes. They could burn down our churches. They could burn down abortion pro-life clinics. Think about how many pro-life clinics were firebombed. How many people arrested? Very few. I think there was one string of arrests. Death threats outside of Supreme Court homes. Nobody's arrested. Literally in violation of the criminal code. International embezzlement. Laundering. It's not just two-tier systems of justice. It's not about hypocrisy. It's about hierarchy. They think they're better than you. It's a permanent out-of-touch ruling class that lives in the kingdom of DC and the surrounding suburbs, the place that I just visited, perfectly manicured buildings like something out of you know, 2080, a sci-fi film. It's like super well built, unbelievably sophisticated and expensive construction. But in flyover country, where you have towns, where you have a convenience store, a dollar store, a McDonald's, an empty factory, a funeral, and a church, they hate that place. They want to destroy you. They want to crush small town America because they hate your values, because you're not totally on board for your kids becoming trans, keeping the borders wide open, and going and invade Ukraine. They hate your values. They hate your ideas. One of the ways that they think they can hold on to power, even though their ideas are super unpopular, is that they're trying to provoke small town America, small town Midwestern, to be violent. Stop. Do not do that. Don't even engage in that sort of chatter. If I told you there was a trap, would you walk into the trap? If I told you I know how these people operate. Look at read their literature. Look at historical tyrannical regimes that become illegitimate. The only thing that they might have left is, I think there's a chance that the American people are with us 60 or 70%. I study this. And some people don't like it when I say this. They said, Charlie, you're being weak. I don't care what you call me. I'm being honest. I'm being truthful. The last thing they have is a trap laid out for you where they're so provocative, where Dan Goldman says stuff like this, the drag queen stuff. I think they're trying to get you to a level where you do the I'm mad as hell as I'm not going to take it anymore. And you quote unquote get towards violent confrontation. They say, see, that's why we need a Patriot Act 2.0. See, don't fall for it. If I told you there was a trap in front of you, would you avoid it? I'm telling you right now, there's a trap in front of you. Avoid it. So what does that mean? You organize, you become precinct committeeman, you expose these people, you stay mad, you use the instruments of power that we have. You don't save the Constitution by acting recklessly, especially when there's a trap laid out in front of you. Do not give the regime the gift of quote-unquote a confirmation of their right-wing violence narrative. Instead, stay peaceful, stay active, understand we have these people finally on the ropes. I think we're closer than many of you realize. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.